Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Platinum Age of Japanese Idol Groups. My name is Eric.
And I'm Erin.
And this is a very special episode of Japan Top 10.
Woo! Japan Top 10.
In this episode, we will be skimming over the top of the idol pool with some of the most popular Japanese idol songs of the past 10 years, with some familiar favorite groups and some newer to the scene.
Yes, indeed. Although you fans of idol games, don't get too excited. We don't have any of those, much to my disappointment.
And we're all very sorry about that, Erin. You sent many emails, and we're going to fix this. But for now, let's take a look back. And now all of the songs are the most popular songs from our idol groups. The songs that were chosen were successful, record-breaking, or significant to the group upon its release. Many of the songs that we chose are actually platinum certified by the Recording Industry Association of Japan, which means that the singles have excelled in sales.
Our annual listener survey is out right now, and we want to hear your feedback on upcoming changes to Japan Top 10, along with learning more about you, the listener. It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete, and as a reward, we will select a random survey entrant to receive a free $50 Costco cash card or a $50 Amazon gift card. And did you know that you don't need a Costco membership to use the cash card?
What?
I know, crazy.
That's amazing.
For full details on the survey, you can head to jtop10.jp/survey for all of the details you need and for how to do the survey and get entered for the contest. Right now, we're gonna have Miki translate the message I just said into Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
年に一度のアンケートの時期がやってきました。今後の変更についてご意見を聞かせください。所要時間は5分から10分です。回答された方の中から抽選で1名様に50ドル分のコストコカードもしくは Amazon ギフトカードをプレゼント。コストコカードを使うときにコストコメンバーになる必要はございません。詳しくはジャパントップ10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。
Yes, and with that, let's get idling.We have Arashi with Doors, Yuki no Kiseki.
Number 5. Just down by you every moment. You are the only one. あとわずかだけ、もう少しだけ。
そうじゃなく繋ぐ思い疑わず こういう切られない現在信じてますか君をいつでも見守る存在守りたいいくつもの夢確かな希望何があっても一人じゃないからただ一つのプレスの手で受け止め走り続けて深く遠ざしたあの雲やがて光の石にかすんで一筋の奇跡を示すから自分信じてこの定めを輝かせよう
他だけもう少しだけで心つながって
扉は開くさあとは通過のプレートもして叫んでその向こうまでもっと願いさらけ出していいよきっと答え一つじゃないからかけがえないプレートの手で
Arashi is one of the most popular and longest-lasting idol groups in Japan. Debuting in 1999, the group has undergone many changes and side projects and groups to explore different music ventures and styles.
This song was used in the drama Saki no Umareta Dake no Boku. In 2018, the group won at the Television Drama Academy Awards for Best Theme Song for this drama.
Wow, good for them, holy!
The group announced in early 2019 that they will cease all group activity on December 31st, 2020, with 21 years of activity under their belts.
Holy, that's so long as a group, but...
I know.
They gave us like an end date so that now people are going to dread this for the next year.
I know, there's got to be some sort of like countdown clock in the minds of so many of their fans.
Dude, there's probably... Someone probably made one anyway, and it's, like, on Twitter somewhere.
I know. It's... Aww. Wow. That's really... I wonder if they're going to actually do, like, a final show that day, and then at midnight, they're just going to, like, call it a day and just walk off the stage.
Whoa. Like a New Year's show? Oh,
yeah,
that'd be
New
so
Year's
sad.
Show, and they all count down, like, the final song, they all count to 3, 2, 1, and Aww. Then, like, the lights go out on stage, they all, like, go their separate ways.
Yo, if I was there, I'd cry. I don't even really listen to this band, and I would just cry seeing that.
If you've thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Money, 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 money.
Money! At number 4 from 2018, it's Bish with Paint It Black.
Number 4.
Thank you.
we're not talking beesh, as in, I know what some of y'all are thinking. We can't say it here.
We can't do it. We refuse to.
We refuse to. We'd get arrested on the spot.
We do.
The FBI is looking at my computer right now. We're not saying it, but get that out of your head. This is a band.
No, we're talking about brand new idol stuff.
Yes.
And they were formed in 2015 with the idea of being the successor to the brand new idol society, who had disbanded that year previously.
Bisha is most commonly known for challenging the idol stereotype, much like Baby Metal, who we talked about before. And the group's genre hovers over alternative metal, rock, and punk, and kind of stays close to the pop vibes, but kind of wants to separate itself in a way.
Yeah, it's the studded white belt and backwards baseball cap of the Japanese pop idol. I just gave a lot of information about me as a teenager just now.
Oh, God.
This song was also the opening for the second season of the anime Black Clover.
Something I have never seen before.
I think it's still on my like must-watch list of, or it's always recommended to me based off of what I've watched previously.
Ah.
I do like this song. I like how it is more rock sounding, but it's not as like heavy or like some people might say off-putting as Baby Metal is. I don't say that. I love Baby Metal.
Same.
But it's definitely like a little bit of a bridge between alternative rock and Japanese pop idol music.
Yeah, for sure. It's like metal light. It's easy to digest, easy to listen to compared to some other metal songs and other metal bands. So they're doing what they wanted to do, which is to have a little bit of everything. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp, or you can email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And up next we have Sandaime J Soul Brothers with Best Friend's Girl.
Number 3. 心の中を全て見せたら誰か傷つく行く先のないこの情熱は夜が来たら Fly now
was formed with the help of their friends from EXILE. After roughly 4 years of auditions, competitions, and talent searches, members of the new J-Soul Brothers group were gathered.
After recording multiple possible songs before their debut, the group released this single in 2010. The single immediately rose to success on the Oricon charts and overall sales, especially in the digital realm.
All members of Sandaime J-Soul Brothers are over the age of 30, which is kind of rare for some idol groups, and three members are also part of EXILE.
Finally, an idol group for me and my generation.
Right? All these teenagers in these early 20s, we need more 30-year-olds.
We do. That's going to be the hill I'm going to die on, more 30-year-olds in pop music.
You should start a J-pop group of 30-year-olds yourself.
Oh, if you listen, okay, so here's a little thing for all you people who really want to get into the Patreon Plus. In one of our episodes either coming up or soon, there's a pop group where all the members are, the average age is like in their 60s.
Whoa!
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that and try out Patreon if you definitely want to hear that.
Oh, I would want to hear that. I'd pay for that.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? First off, hi. Second off, if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Amanda, by sending her an email at amanda@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
We look forward to hearing what you send us.
At number two from 2017, it's Generations from EXILE Tribe with Big City Rodeo.
Number two.
Big City Rodeo, Rodeo, Rodeo. Keep spinning, grinning, 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 grinning on and on. Y'all up again, can't be, being one to eight. Turn it up, turn it up. Just where we are. 振り落とされそうな歩道に Go up and down 踊り明かせ今夜一人残らず Unite スリルと興奮の向こう連れて行ってやけこの音がナビゲイト感じるだけでいい一人一人の笑い声が中でまた弾む心に体が連動 Tonight 君は君でいて
Talking Old Town Road here.
Oh, no, no. This is Big City Rodeo. It came even before Old Town Road.
It did, indeed.
Some would say years before.
Just a few.
This single was used in three different commercials in Japan, though none of the members were ever in any of the commercials themselves. I guess the song kind of speaks for itself.
I suppose so. Following the release of the group's fourth studio album and world tour, Big City Rodeo was a sly way for generations from Exile Tribe to have fun with an upbeat song that talked about luxury and enjoying their hard work. It was also an opportunity for the group to introduce a newer, more adult approach to their songs.
Currently, the group is preparing to go on their first national five-dome tour.
I don't know what a five-dome tour is, but I'm sure it's better than a four-dome tour.
Oh, you would think so, but actually a three-dome tour is the best of them all.
Is it really?
I'm guessing that the dome is more like a stadium tour, so these must be some pretty huge shows.
Oh, for sure.
Now, I love the fact that Exile Tribe is like the main, or Exile is the main group, I'm guessing, and that all these sort of related bands kind of orbit around it. Like J-Soul Brothers and Generations from Exile Tribe. It's kind of the same thing as like AKB48 having all these different groups within, but sort of its own separate thing at the same time.
Yeah, of course. It's also nice seeing male groups have subgroups as well, because usually you see that a lot with female idol groups.
Yeah, and you can actually hear a real difference in the music that the groups produce. Like, Generations is definitely more of a dance kind of hip-hop feel, and J Soul Brothers really kind of has more of an R&B type sound to it.
Hence the Soul Brothers.
Oh my gosh. I just
think we
got
cracked
that.
It.
We did it.
We cracked the code. We're in. If you like what you've been listening to so far, please consider joining our Patreon Donors Club. You'll get double the amount of songs on this special episode, starting with just $1 a month. And you can also hear all the cool things that Eric was talking about before.
Yes.
For more information on how you can join, you can visit our website at jtop10.jp/club and join our little family. Coming in at number one, we have AKB48 with Flying Get from 2011.
Number one.
Like it.
This song won the Grand Prix of the 53rd Japan Record Awards, the first time in the award show's history that a female group has won. And of course, of course, it's AKB48 that wins it.
It has to. I'm pretty sure that's the law.
A law was passed recently in Japan that AKB48 was going to get theirs and they were going to win this award.
Yes, and then the law was immediately abolished so that other bands can win any kind of award. Flying Get was used as the theme song for Hanazakari no Kimitachie, Ikemen Paradise, from 2011, the remake of the 2007 drama version of Hana Kimi.
The staggering number of idol performers in AKB48 has kept growing since their debut in 2005. Generally, the girls are separated and voted on for certain projects. The participating members of this song were chosen by the 2011 general election.
Speaking of general election, register to vote.
I don't know what platform these girls were running on, but the ones who won this one nailed it.
They promised
four
an amazing song.
4 more years. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
Very soon, myself and our audio engineer Tommy will be going over Tommy's Artist of the Month pick for August, so stay tuned for that. Tommy has a pretty good taste in music, if you ask me.
So thanks once again. Listen to us on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, iTunes. Leave us a review, 5 stars, if you don't mind. My name is Eric.
And my name is Aaron.
And please join us next time on Japan Top 10.
Bye. See you next time.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.